Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, hey, we are here, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, and we have a copy of the 1619 book project by Nicole Hannah Jones that Ebro is hooking you up. So if you guys want a copy of this amazing read, let's play Laura Never Loses. We need two contestants right now. Hit us up,
800-223-9797. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Microphone check, 1, 2, what is this? Ebro's back with the Roughneck Business.
Queens.
Shawnee was popping, baby. Laura was popping, baby.
We good. It's cold outside.
Yo, it dropped cold again from yesterday. It was like 65. Anybody listening to us around the globe, man, it was like rainy and 60s yesterday and windy last night. And then that wind and all of that brought this cold right back, and it dropped. This morning is hitting you like 30-something right now? 31, yeah, it feels
real,
like?
The real feel like 32, they say.
The windshield factor?
That windshield factor.
Windshield factor back, son. Don't play around with that windshield.
Wind chill, right?
No, it is wind chill, bro. Yo, listen, we about to get into some shenanigans. Laura, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
What's happening in the world? Put us on. What's the big headline so far? What are we cooking up?
Right,
what are we looking at? What are we monitoring today?
We have a lot to talk about. And, you know, of course, we'll cover it in flashing lights. But honestly, have you seen the headlines for the Jussie Smollett case?
Yo, fam, yes. Listen. Jussie Smollett back.
Juicy Smoo, yay.
Yo, oh, and by the way, I'm not even ruining the story if I tell you that your mans is saying, quote, there was no hoax. That's not even burying the lead. That's not even giving y'all the real goods of this.
No, because there's so much going on. So we'll cover it later on in the show, but wow.
It's a lot.
Yo, my man Juicy. Man's Juicy out here doing his thing. And boy, is the story juicy.
Is the story juicy.
Okay. Yo.
Anyway, who we got on the line?
Let's get into the shenanigans. It's Laura Never Loses time. Brandon and Don. Don, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Laura, are we giving people more 1619 project literature?
We do. We do have some on deck. We have a stack of books here in the studio ready to give away.
There you go. Lace people up with some knowledge for this holiday season. You know what I mean? Don, where you headed to get money today? What you doing?
I work for Patterson Public School District, security.
There goes Patterson. What's going on, Pattersonians? We got a lot of people in Patterson checking us out. We appreciate y'all. Brandon, what's up with you, man?
What's going on, bro?
What's cragging? You all right?
Yes, sir. Just at work right now.
What you do?
Gas work.
There it is. Well, you say gas work.
Yeah, natural gas, like Orange and Rockland, Con Ed.
So, like, you go to people's houses and put the like, oil in there and all that? Like, the old school houses, or are you doing something else?
Natural gas. Yeah, I do distribution. I do it in the road, and then I bring it right to your house.
Wow.
Okay.
There you go.
Important job, bruh.
Dangerous, too, man.
I know.
Be careful out there. Y'all be having to take serious precautions, because that thing is dangerous, right? I'm always wondering, can y'all, like, you know, somebody smoking a cigarette mess y'all up real bad?
Not necessarily, no. A cigarette really isn't hot enough to do it, but a lighter could be dangerous enough.
Gotcha. Okay. Don, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Stiles?
I'm going to go with Laura.
Okay. Laura, it is. It's the game that lives up to its name.
All right.
We appreciate y'all joining us each morning for the Battle Royale. Between myself and Laura, Laura and myself. Shawnee with the questions.
That's right.
I'm trying to figure out if Laura already got the answers in front of her. Let's play. Yeah, Laura never loses. Here we go.
All right. Who went on Red Table to
Ebro.
Share?
Ebro. Oh, man. That was, man, why am I blanking, man? Sandra Bullock.
That is correct. To talk about her black children. Lago is the main...
Ebro. Lago. Mar-a-Lago. Lago is the main building block in...
Iago. Iago. That's what
Oh, wait. He's pronounced it wrong?
Yes.
Oh.
What?
It's no. Iago. It's an I.
Oh, that's an I?
Oh, Iago. Man.
Iago.
I still don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Next.
Iago is the main antagonist in which Shakespearean play? You don't know.
Laura, Macbeth. I don't know.
Yeah, Othello.
Oh.
Incorrect.
But you wanted to give her the answer anyway, didn't you? You little cheaters.
Which pop star shut down pregnancy?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Rihanna.
That is correct. Ebro's up too. Which numerical system do the symbols?
Ebro.
Zero one? Ebro.
Which numerical system zeros with zeros?
Oh, what?
Numerical system. I'm going to go with the metric system.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Which that's a measure. I don't know if that's a numerical
system. Which numerical system do the symbols 0, 1, 2, and 3 come from?
What do you mean? I don't know.
Like, what's the name of the numerical system we use?
I don't know. I don't know what it's
Where
called.
Where does it come from? Where does it come from is the question.
France?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
It's Arabic.
Oh, Arabic. I would have never guessed that.
Ebro wins.
Hey,
Yo, look, sometimes you got to just use enough distraction. Brandon, we did it, baby.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Brandon, what happened?
Brandon.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yo, what happened,
back.
Man?
I'm mad laid back.
Hello?
Brandon, you fell asleep?
Hello?
Well, look,
we can hear you, bro.
Yo, well, look, when Ebro wins, everybody wins. Don, you get a book too. Brandon, you get a book too. Shout to Word Books, where we copped a bunch of these 1619 Project books. The number one book in the country right now.
You get a book and you get a book.
Listen, you always know when books is telling the truth when they don't want you to read them. You know what I'm saying? You see me?
Word.
You know what I mean? Y'all hang on. We get your information. And get you this 1619 Project book on the way. Laura Styles is cooking up the flashing lights.
Like promised, coming up in a flashing lights report, we'll cover this Jussie Smollett case. And the headlines that are bopping up.
Lord.
Coming up, flashing lights.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That sound right this morning.
Ready? You heard about this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of pros.
Nah.
If I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what
I know. Good morning.
Beautiful.
Good morning, man. Good morning.
The song or Ebro's?
No, Ebro's little ad lib there.
Extension.
Yo, man, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg, it's Shawnee Culture. We are here. Shout out to Louie and Rasan and Griff and Cass and even DJ Juanito gets a shout out. Let's get to Flashing Lights with Laura Styles.
Hey.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the
flashing
lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So the Jussie Smollett case continues. He took the stand in his own defense. Talking about his career, and he basically was called as a witness for the defense on Monday and opened up about his family, but he also got into how he met Abel, which is one of the Osundario brothers, saying the two met at a gay club one night and went to Chicago bathhouse where they did drugs, including cocaine, marijuana, and during another visit.
That's why they was out till 4 in the morning on the night of the incident, or this is a different night?
I think this is how they met. I'm not sure, Ebro, because I don't know if they just met that night. I'm not sure. But he says that, you know, and they made out, and they pleasured each other.
Hello.
My Lord.
So it's juicy for real.
It's juicy for real, yeah.
My Lord.
Because, you know, this has gone as to where I don't know the brothers. Far. They don't know him. The next thing you know, it's like, well, yeah, we did casual exchange of personal training sessions. And now more and more is coming out. Because remember, as soon as Jussie reported the fake, well, the allegedly fake attack,
right.
Ebro just reminded me that the Osundario brothers went back to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And then they came back, and then all of a sudden they lawyered up and they went against him like, nah, man, he paid us to do this. So everything is coming out. What I think is that Jussie is like, you know what? If I'm going down, you're coming down with me as being a part of this. You were just as guilty.
Of course. And now, I remember in the beginning of this whole thing, everybody was like, why were you out at a Subway shop at 4 in the morning on a winter night? Like, why?
It was weird.
It was wild. And Laura, you said you have some friends that were like, nope, this sounds like some sort of lover's quarrel.
Yeah. Yep.
And something took place. But then when you factor in... Remember, there's some sort of noose around his neck.
Right.
And bleach.
And the MAGA hats. Then it gets into this was a plot and plan situation. Right. So I think I saw a tweet that had it right. Of all the things people want to put on TV right now, it's a shame that this case ain't being televised. This is the best reality show out.
It's wild.
Y'all want to put all these other cases on TV. This need to be on TV. This is a ratings driver right here.
Oh, my God. So this is going to continue, but Jussie has pled not guilty to 6 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly making a false police report.
But he did.
He's going to get something.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
He's not guilty, but... We all know when you first came out, you said you didn't know who the people were, and now you're saying you do.
It's all falling apart, Johnny.
Yo, Shana, you gotta wait for the story to close, man. You're jumping ahead, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Let us watch it happen.
Yo, we're trying to watch the show, Shana. Stop facts. Talking to the screen.
Facts,
stop rushing to the end, Johnny.
We get some popcorn.
That's your flashing light show. The time is 7:01. High of 42 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, I want to shout out my good friend Lewis Hamilton that won the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix while wearing a Pride helmet. And also was vocal about condemning the host country's terrifying LGBTQ+ laws. He said, quote, a lot needs to change and take place, and our sport needs to do more. So shout to Lewis Hamilton, one of the most dominant drivers in the F1. If you watch racing, if you're into that sort of thing, I just want to shout out my bro, man. I saw that story. It's dope, man. So, look, WQHT New York coming up. Congratulations. You played yourself. Plus prizes. You got it on Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Broadcasting from the city that I guess now all private companies have to get a vax. We're going to try to unpack these new vaccination mandates here in New York City, too. Y'all keep it locked.
HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Laura's very wound up today about all this juicy, juicy information we've been getting.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to deal with today. Although I'll tell you one thing, Laura, this may come as a surprise, but yesterday when I saw the news about de Blasio's announcement about the mandatory private sector vaccination thing, I got to tell you, the first thing that came to my mind was this button right here.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
That's what I was thinking. So all that
big Willie. In which way, though?
Yeah, we know you were thinking that, Sean.
in which way was it a congrats, Rosenberg?
To me, it seems a very odd thing to do at this stage with the percentage vaccination that we have and the fact that he's on his way out the door.
Right.
It felt very weird to me. It feels like a political statement to try to keep up with Hochul as he gets ready to try to run for governor and assert himself.
Right, and it's not even going to help him upstate because they ain't vaxxed like that.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to help him upstate. It would be to help him with, you know, the Ooh. Progressive crowd.
Yeah, but de Blas, you're not progressive enough for the progressive crowd. Yeah. And this ain't going to do it.
It's a rap for him, bro.
This ain't going to do it.
So where this do you ain't think? Because Eric Adams said he's going to stand by all the vaccine mandates.
He said that with regard to this one or the last
one? No. Just in general, when we asked him.
No. He said that before he started cozying back up to the police and saying, oh, well, we'll revisit some of these.
And based on the news I heard this morning, he said, we'll wait and see. He didn't commit to this one because it kind of got dropped in his lap. He's like, huh?
Well, and to Rosenberg's point, I was perplexed. I was like, this doesn't even, for New York City, this doesn't even make sense, you know? And, you know, for the audience out there, we had a big discussion with regard to Issa's vaccine. Issa is vaxxed. I was 50-50 on it, but I knew they were going to start making it difficult for kids between 5 and 11
mm-hmm.
now that kids could take it. So what was going to end up happening was Issa's friends was going to be getting it. They was going to be having kicking it and partying and going places, and Issa wasn't going to be able to go. And so then you was just going to be sitting there with your kid. So part of that was a part of it. And then the other part of it was just general health and protection of her teachers and other kids and da-da-da. So there's a lot of decisions you got to – and I don't love any of them. And to Rosenberg's point, I think this is an unnecessary preemptive effort. But it is being framed as a preemptive effort with the Omicron, the Omarion, on the way, which is picking up steam. However, they say the symptoms aren't really as bad. And remember, the vaccine is to prevent death, serious illness, and hospitalization. It is not a cure for the COVID.
It doesn't stop the spread. And interestingly,
it slows
enough,
it down, though. It definitely slows it down.
There's a study that just came out that there's more COVID deaths in 2021 than there have been in 2020. That as of November, we've passed the death numbers.
Of course, but they're being reported now. As before, people were still trying to figure out what it was.
Yes. You mean the early ones?
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Nah,
but,
fam.
But on this one right here.
If you don't want to take the vax, fine. But we're not going to just throw out information as willy-nilly.
Yo, send me that source. Send me that study.
Google is everywhere. It's Wall Street, whatever. Google COVID deaths 2020 versus 2021.
No, I believe you. I believe it's possible that more deaths happen in 2021 than 2020. But that doesn't mean. But you also got to remember, there's mad people who just got vaccinated within the last three to six months. There's mad people who wasn't vaccinated in the beginning of the year that was dying. Right. Mad people.
Right.
But on this one here, I mean, I was just throwing that out in terms of like the type of
protection. To cause confusion.
No, to the type of protection.
Right.
But to give the
to confuse the argument.
But for this New York piece, you know, I would say people still, you know, stand firm. It's crazy. Even what you said in terms of Issa, it's really about privileges too. The first concern was like her friends and mm-hmm. what she'll be left out of. And that's unfortunate that people are having to make this type of decision.
That's right.
Based off of the privileges that'll be taken away. And de Blasio putting such a strict move now to say, look, everything will be taken away from you unless you take this vaccine. On his last days out, when Biden just pulled this same move and it got blocked by the federal court.
Yeah, but de Blasio doesn't have to worry about the same things that Biden does.
But them court cases about to round up on New York City, and he's out the door. So he's like, yo, you deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Because the court case, people about to get lawyered up, for sure.
I mean, if you can afford it.
Well, you can get with groups. You're groups. Yeah, you can get
if you can
groups.
Afford it. If
and you
can afford
the time,
it,
the time.
Well, and the other part is how long is it going to take, and what's going on with your life in the interim?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I know because a lot of these things take years.
Well, I know some teachers who have held the line and have gotten closure as of December 1st. You know, who have held the line since they got knocked off from the first mandate of the Board of Education.
What's closure mean?
Meaning like
they got their job back.
Yeah, they can go back to work or some type of deal that was worked out. I know personally. That they got worked out.
I'd like some specifics on that.
Well, look up Educators for Freedom. Look up Educators for Freedom.
Griff said it got stopped by a federal judge because he said local government should make the decisions.
Right, and this is a local government making the decision. So I don't know that that's going to happen. But listen, I don't. Without getting into all the specifics of it, I just felt it was a weird move. It's not that I'm opposed to people needing to get the vaccine. You know my theory, Ebro, the whole time from the beginning was I understand people not wanting to get it. I understand people wanting to get it. Clearly, I wanted to get it. But when it comes down to something as deep as restarting your entire career, it just ain't that deep to me, fam. Get the damn shot. That's how I feel. But this move at this point, to me, felt very weird with the numbers where we already have them in New York City. It felt politically motivated to me,
right,
not out
that.
Of necessity.
I can
That's
see
all.
That.
Yeah, for sure.
I can see that.
He still get the butt.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
you played yourself.
Well, now they say even private sector businesses have to get their employees vaccinated. The vaccine mandate for all private sector workers.
Right.
Vaccine proof for indoor dining, fitness, and entertainment required for children's ages 5 to 11. The program now requires 2 vaccine doses. Remember, it used to be 1. Mm-hmm. Now you got to show 2 on your card. So if you run around here with the fake jammy, make sure it says 2 on there. Or you got to get...
You about to get the button.
And no more of the like, oh, we're going out to dinner, but it's okay. It's our little kid. He's here, but he didn't get it, but it's okay. They're like, nah, you're 8 years old. You're in school. You need to be vaccinated.
And just to go out and eat. That's crazy. I would say, look, if do not fall for the fear for the people who don't want to do it. If this is your move, stand firm in your beliefs. That's what I'm saying.
People be able to work around it. Some people won't be able to work around it just like before. But here's the deal. This vaccine, it ain't going away. Because guess what? The flu vax at a lot, you still got to get the flu vax at a lot of schools too.
Yeah.
You got to get all your other vaccine shots at the other schools too. This is going to stay on the list. So you only going to be able to dodge it for so long.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't going nowhere for sure. That's
so ultimately, you either going to end up getting vaxxed or moving to a state where you ain't got to.
Right. But, I mean, New York has hit with the most strict requirements of this whole move in the nation.
I mean, it's a city of 8 million people,
fam,
bro.
We're on top of each other.
Yeah. So it's a lot of people.
We were the worst at one point. One of the worst hit cities in the world.
Yeah. So
like,
I mean,
what do you expect?
People may have to make some big decisions on that.
Shawnee, what are you saying? What are you saying, Shawnee? Keep talking in circles. Keep going.
I'm not talking in circles. I'm saying my bottom line is, you know, believe in what you believe in, right? They're giving us no choice. But if you want to choose how you want your life to go and this is not for you, I'm saying stick to that.
There. Boom. Got it.
Bottom
line. Laura, what's on your list?
So, I don't know if you guys saw the story. Sometimes, you know, you think you've seen it all. And Ebro, you're a frequent flyer. You think you've seen it all. You guys, everyone here has, you know, been on a plane plenty of times. We've seen some ridiculous ish. But check this. This woman was booted off a Delta Airlines flight because she was breastfeeding her cat.
Man.
Wait, what? Sorry, what now?
Ain't nobody got time for this.
Yes.
They Ain't nobody got time.
Repeatedly were asking her to put the cat in the carrier. That's the rules. And she refused because she was breastfeeding a cat.
Nah, bro.
The whole story deserves a button. What?
Nah, bro.
Congratulations.
That's
you
bestiality, son.
Wow.
That's bestiality. She likes that.
Oh my gosh.
She's doing that because she likes that. And that's out of control.
How? This is insane. I thought I'd seen it all. I've seen people refuse to wear the mask, you know, argue, fight.
Nah, so.
Laura, if it was all done just as a reason to not put on her mask, I give her credit. That's being weird to go.
It had nothing to do with a mask. I'm just saying. I've seen,
congratulations.
You know,
wait, but listen.
I've seen craziness on flights.
Wait, this is the wildest Why would breastfeeding not require your mask, though?
She's breastfeeding the cat.
She could put her mask on.
That's nothing to do with the mask, though.
Rosenberg, what's on your list, son?
That was my list.
That was the list.
I started,
congratulations.
Remember?
Congratulations.
That's right.
You played yourself.
Yo, crazy.
Playing yourself. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's a radio classic. Rosenberg wants to bring it back because of Succession, right, Rosenberg?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't want to tell you exactly because you haven't seen it yet, but yes, it's a scene in Succession.
Where I think I got the gist of it, though, where somebody sent the a peen pic, if you will.
My Lord.
Yep.
Some of their genitalia to someone else by accident.
Not the person they wanted to send it to.
And,
and it was deeply uncomfortable.
But it happens, man. And by the way, it doesn't even have to be that, you know, chaotic where you sent something obscene to the wrong person. It could be just, you know, because it, you know what happens all the time? You're talking about someone to someone else. And you text the person you're talking about.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Yo, it's so bad.
Because that's what's on your mind, though. Right. So you look up their name because and just start writing.
Hopefully you're writing something good.
Oh, my God.
And you're probably not.
Right. And then you get this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I can say so far in my life, I haven't said anything bad. And or done anything bad and text the wrong person.
So it's happened, but it wasn't anything bad.
Yeah, it wasn't anything bad. It was probably like business or something where it was like, oh, no, that was meant for someone else. You know, whatever, we're working on XYZ.
You didn't you text know what I mean? Somebody that you hate them to somebody else?
Nah.
Now, for the record, Mike. This topic has two different layers to it because it's one thing for any of us to think about. Like, oh, I was talking about someone. You know, I was talking trash with one friend. I was like, yo, why is Steve so annoying? Blah, blah, blah. And you're, oh, my God, did I send that to Steve? But then there's a whole other layer to it of the people who know they're doing wrong in their phone, too. And they're worried about that moment where they're thinking about their girl. And then they say something crazy to their girl that they were intending to the chick they just text to.
Well, there's all of those. And we'll take some of those phone calls. And basically, I would prefer to hear from the person that screwed it up. I don't want to hear, oh, yeah, you know, it's always boring, like, when, you know, the man calls the, like, yeah, my girl was cheating on me and she texts me about some other dude. No, no, no. I want to hear from your girl that sent the wrong text.
Right. So we have you sent a nude to your mom by accident.
Yeah, I want to hear from you when you botched it. Call right now. We're going to switch gears, though, and give away something before we get to that. We got Flashing Lights with Laura Styles coming up. But first, DJ John is here.
It's DJ John. DJ John.
What's happening?
Hello.
Hello, John.
How you guys doing?
How you doing, John?
Hey, Johnny.
You guys look great.
Healthy. Hey, John.
I like the common hat you have on. Like, it's a nice common look.
Yeah.
He does have a common vibe these days.
Yeah.
Is that common?
Yeah. Like, you took his beard. But you're taking his hat.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah, good for you.
Okay.
I like it.
He's trying to describe this, like, you know, the wool paperboy hat that, you know, is comfortable on your head in the wintertime. It just keeps your head warm.
What's it called inside. Again?
It's called the this style is called a paperboy. Some people call them flat caps, British walking hats. They have all different types of different styles, like, different cuts. This one actually is a paperboy, though, they call it.
Like Sanford and Son.
Kind of like joint. That, yeah, old school joint.
Paperboy. I would have never known that.
Well, now I'll put you on, son. Yo, John, what you giving away today, man?
I'm giving away 1619 Project Book by Nicole Hannah Jones. Ebro's hooking all you guys up this week, and enjoy it. Be call number 9.
Now, I wanted to add in some, you know, some balance here. You know, I like giving away literature. I like giving away the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Sharing y'all this great book that's number 1 on New York Times bestseller. But I also want to throw in some concert tickets.
A word?
What's going on? Ain't no concerts going on in town? I thought they was having vaccination concerts. We don't have no tickets to nothing?
We have nothing.
Let's see.
Oh, this is terrible.
Nobody can't go nowhere, man.
So, wait. On our show, we went out and bought books to support Nicole Hannah-Jones and Word Books and give them away to the people. We did that ourselves. Then we also went out and raised money to give money to the teachers that we're giving away every week to a different classroom, $1,000 every week to a different classroom. We did that ourselves, too.
Yeah.
Yo, who works here, man? Yo, who's on the line, Shawnee Culture? What we got?
Yo, we got Jose.
Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, y'all.
Yo, man, how are you, man? Where you headed today?
I'm great. I'm heading to work right now.
Okay, what do you do to get money, man? Shout them out if you want to. If you don't, I get that too.
Wild Grand Format in Linden, New Jersey.
There it is. Shout to Linden, New Jersey, and shout to you. Answer this question.
If you want anything printed, come to us.
Ooh. Shawnee, Cash, get some free flyers out of this, man.
Some t-shirts.
People don't hand out flyers anymore?
Not really. Nah. But you said anything printed, right?
Digital now.
Some t-shirts, some hats too? Hoodies? You don't do that type of
thing. We do big giant banners and signs.
Yo, Shawnee, you need a step and repeat. That's what you need. You need a step and repeat for your next event.
Culture Movement, this is culture. Yep. You can do that. All right, let's work.
Yo, the Culture Movement needs, on Monday nights, you need a backdrop of some sort.
Facts. I'm with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Culture Movement Monday, every Monday, Hot 97 IG Live, 8 p.m.
Yeah, man. You need a backdrop, son. All right, answer this question super fast, bro, so you can get this book, courtesy of Word Books, Ebro in the Morning, Nicole Hannah-Jones, 1619 Project, Laura Stiles. What you got?
Okay, here's your question. Can you tell us who is credited for creating Mickey Mouse?
Walt Disney?
Correct.
Oh, man, that was tough. Oh,
DJ
was tough.
Johns, stop like Googling mom. And answer this question. What job did Walt Disney almost take before starting in animation?
Oh,
Ford. Henry Ford. Ford Company.
He's going to make cars. Walt Disney was going to make cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was going to take a job as a vacuum cleaner salesman because his brother Rob was one.
Damn.
I was close, John. I tried.
I'm old enough to remember vacuum cleaner salesman, son. People will come to the door selling you a vacuum. I remember that.
The Hoover, man.
I remember. I mean, we all remember Encyclopedia Britannica, right? That's everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
There's probably families still paying for those books. How much did them books cost, son?
OD.
My brother bought for like $5,000.
It was $5,000?
It was so expensive. Yeah. My mom bought a couple letters at a garage sale. It was like F and G. Like, what am I going to do with this?
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Hey, yo, speaking of books, 1619 Project is yours, sir. Thank you so much, and safe travels to work.
Thank you so much, guys.
Happy holidays to you, sir. Love you too, man. Let's go. Laura, you still cooking up Flashing Lights?
Yeah, coming up in Flashing Lights, Drake withdraws from the Grammys. I'll give you details on the story coming up next.
Yeah, I wish I understood.
I don't understand.
Cast one. What? Cast what? Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. If you're in the tri-state area and you plan on going outside, it ain't like yesterday. It's cold. Then we
start off in the Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening?
It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura, at two different times this morning, you've told stories I've never heard of before. I didn't hear about WWE hacking your credit card.
No,
wait,
it wasn't.
and your
definitely not what she said.
Your meth partying dentist.
Oh my God, it's a lot.
Wait, what?
Well, the charges on my credit card, I noticed on my Amex that I was getting these charges for $9.99, and I kept calling them like, what is this? And it said WWE Network, but I called WWE. They're like, you don't have an account with us. So whoever was hacking my credit card charging me, they disguised it under WWE, but it wasn't WWE. And then it literally took me calling my credit card and getting refunds like six times. Until I finally got a full refund for all the charges, I had to change my whole credit card.
Yeah, getting a new credit card is one of the worst things that could happen right now.
It's just annoying, but you got to be careful because these people now are like hacking your accounts and just charging you small amounts that you wouldn't normally notice, but it's just monthly.
So, I had to get one that's a $16 charge kept popping up after month. I was like, what is this? So I went to the website and it was like some online student bookstore. And I was like, I'm not buying books for any students out here. Like, what? Mm-hmm. So I had to get a new credit card because it popped up like three times. It was only like $16. Mm-hmm. But they was trying to milk me.
Yeah.
That's called, it was milking my card for $16 here.
Yeah.
And they do that to a few hundred cards. They stacking that money up.
Yep.
No leak.
Facts. Now, what happened to your meth dealing dentist?
Oh, no, not meth dealing dentist.
That's another thing.
Damn, yo.
Just in a nutshell, this dentist that I was seeing and me and producer Griff would go and they had great service and all of a sudden they just started disappearing, like wouldn't answer my calls anymore. I was mid-treatment with my Invisalign and I was like, why can't I get an appointment? And next thing you know, there's like articles about him getting into fights with drug dealers over meth and like sex parties. I don't know. It was just wild.
Sex parties.
It just got really crazy. I'm like, what is happening? And now the dentist's office is closed. And I
no wonder you like going to. No wonder you like going to that dentist. They had the good drugs over there.
Damn.
It was getting you high.
This is like a movie. Like, what happened?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's
wild. Yes.
So, how are the parties?
I can go to the party.
Yo, let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Stav. So how was the mess?
Sounds crazy. I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And
Laura Stav's gonna put us on. So Drake won't be partaking in the upcoming Grammy Awards despite being nominated because he just pulled his submissions. Now, this is according to TMZ and various other outlets. They're saying that he has withdrawn his two Grammy nominations, one for Best Rap Album in Certified Lover Boy, and the other one was for Best Rap Performance in Way Too Sexy. So he was nominated, but they're saying, like, yo, sources close to Drake are saying that that was his decision made by him and his management. The Grammys respected it, and they're saying that they're not going to replace him. They're just going to move on with the rest of the nominees.
Well, so I read it. I was trying to read an article to understand maybe if there was some sort of, I don't know, reasoning that would help us with this story. But it seems that there are some people, I mean, Drake's had a history of being frustrated with the Grammys. I mean, remember the acceptance speech where he got up there and was basically dissing the Grammys like, yo, you know, these awards don't really mean anything. It's about you guys, the fans. You know, and what you guys listen to. Remember that whole episode at the Grammys?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think in short, Drake has been irritated with the Grammys and the Grammy process for years. So maybe this is just that. And he's like, yo, I got two nominations. And then there were people who were talking about the Grammys at the last minute expanded the categories and put more people in. And that pissed some people off because they were like, why are y'all adding a bunch of people to these categories? So, man, I don't know.
But why would that be enough to scare you out of the category to be like, nah, I'm out?
Well, it didn't necessarily scare him. Maybe he's just like, I don't want to be a part of this. Man, I don't want my music to be a part of this. I don't want to participate with y'all because y'all are problematic. I don't know about scared, per se.
Well, why would you leave a category because people in the category are problematic?
No. The Grammys themselves, not the people in the category. The whole process of the nominations.
Now, a question. Was Drake up for album or no? He was just up for singles, right?
I think he was up for rap album.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, yeah, because now it's down to four nominees. Yeah.
Best rap album.
Now, so here's the question. Did he not want to be in a category with J. Cole, Nas, Tyler, and Kanye? Because to me,
that's a great category.
It's maybe the best category. In terms of names, it's the best category I've ever heard. It's the best rap album category I've ever heard in terms of the names.
Well, and the quality of the albums. Those are great albums. I mean, what's not a great album in there?
I don't think Donda's great. Donda's cool.
I think Donda's a great album. There are songs on there I don't like, but I think as far as conceptually speaking and cohesiveness, it's a great album.
Yeah, I don't agree. But you have J. Cole and Nas and Tyler, which I would certainly agree with you, are all great albums. I don't know why you wouldn't want to be in there unless like there's something weird with the Kanye thing.
Do you like Certified Lover Boy as an album or do you just like songs on it?
I don't like Certified Lover Boy as an album either. It's fine, but it's. I don't think it's incredible. I don't think it's standing the test of time. I think the offseason and the Tyler the Creator, the two standouts, ones that I think I think that we'll continue to listen to as time goes on. I think it's the J. Cole and the Tyler.
Well, what if we look at it on the flip side? What if he felt that same way? He was like, yo, I'm probably going to win, and I'm going to overshadow these albums that are great.
Nah.
I'm just saying.
Wait. So Drake's going for the hip-hop humanitarian award? I don't want to overshadow.
Yeah, that? I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Like Drake, this year's hip-hop humanitarian, making sure the rap album category gets a winner that, it's pure rap.
He's like, yeah, he thinks he sung too much on his album, so.
He's yanking it down.
That's your flashing light show. The time is 8:05, high of 42 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Ew. That's good. You sent the text to the wrong person. Why are we talking about this? Well, it happened on Succession. And it happens all the time, so why not? It's coming up. We'll take your phone calls. Keep it. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good man.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Donda.
Demons talk on my shoulder. Father, hold me close. Don't let me drown.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
I know you won't.
Album of the year. Is it possible? Shawnee pointed out that during the Drink Champs conversation with Kanye West said everybody that's in the rap album category for the Grammy should drop out because who wants to compete against his mom?
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Right. Who want to compete against my mama? You know what I'm saying?
And so maybe that's why Drake pulled his album down.
Like, you should want my mama to win.
Well, no, because now him and Kanye is smooth, right? They had the concert coming this week.
Mm-hmm.
In L.A. They were at the Virgil's memorial yesterday together. In Chicago. Maybe Drake is preemptively saying, yo, you know, I don't want my album to be the one that beats Donda, so I'm out of here.
It's possible.
That is possible. If so, though, I mean,
because he specifically mentioned that. Like Kanye said, how? If you're competing against, you should drop out in that category because you should want my mama to win.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Yo, he actually said that?
I'm paraphrasing, but he said that. That's what he said.
Yo, what a weirdo,
I'll try
bro.
To find it at some point.
Nah, but why is he a weirdo, though?
That's very weird.
It's an album that's dedicated to his mom. So if we go back and we really look at the Kanye thing, when his mom, he lost his mom suddenly. We know it was very, very hard for him. Evident, you know, we see how it's affected him in the public eye. We see how it's affected him personally. He finally gets to a point where he puts the album out.
Right, like, and everyone else should stand aside and say, this whole thing is about you and you dealing with this. What about the work that everyone put into their albums?
Yeah, they'll be all right. You know, everybody in this category will be all right. I think Cole's the only one in the category that hasn't won a Grammy yet, right?
Why are you acting like this is a legitimate thing to say? That's insane.
I'm just working through it, man. It's wild, just work with me.
But it's just, he's such a wild dude. He says things out loud that normal people who, let's be honest, who are socially normal, who know how to interact in society as human beings, would not put on other people. It's crass. It's a crass thing to do to your peers to even say that.
He's a provocateur. He's a troll. You know what I'm saying? So there's a part of me that appreciates the Kanye West trolling. know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't, doesn't it's require annoying. Him soft shoeing with the president of the United States.
Well, that's States a low bar. So you're saying as long as he's not standing next to borderline Klansmen, you're not mad. It's a right. very low bar. Very low. Yo, because I can't even call it trolling because I don't think Kanye can control any of this stuff. I don't think any of it can troll per se.
I think he thinks it's funny most of the time, and I noticed that Kanye goes away and stops talking when it's time to go away and stop talking. He always does it. When it's time for him to not be saying nothing publicly, he's gone. You don't hear from him.
No, he does know the line. That's true. He has a line of I'm going to do it or not. But I don't think he actually realizes at time and place.
I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares.
But okay, so then to that point, if you do not care about time and place, at what point is it you're just a bad guy? Because sometimes to not know time and place is to really if you don't have it's some
definitely,
sort of
listen, take it from a troll. There's definitely some bad guy in there. There's definitely some I don't care what people think of me in there. And I'm gonna do what I want to do when I want to do it, which makes you a bad person. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not considering other people's feelings. And you know I could go there and not give a damn and burn it all down.
I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of burning it down, you sent the wrong text to the wrong, or the right text. No, you sent the wrong text to the wrong person.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Now, I guess on this most recent episode of Succession, popular on HBO, Rosenberg's up to the time. I'm behind. But there was an inadvertent nude pic sent
out. It's legit the most, it might be the most uncomfortable thing I've ever seen on TV, this scene. I hid under my blanket. I couldn't take it. Watching, because they watch you, they show you, I mean, as the audience, you see the character send it. You see the wrong character receive it. They're sitting in the same room together. Mm. Then you see the person who sent the wrong text realize that the person who received it is not who was supposed to receive it. And you watch them slink down in their chair and try to just hide from it. Oh, it hurts to watch. It hurts to watch.
Yo, now I've never done this in any way that has been damaging. It's usually like if I text somebody incorrectly, it's usually like, you know, I was texting somebody about some business or something. It was like it was the wrong person. But nothing in my personal life.
You better knock on some wood. You better find something.
Man, listen.
Yeah, knock on something because it's sushi.
But I guess if you're not out here doing dirt, you ain't really got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, at least in the worst way possible. You know, if you ain't sending pictures of your junk, you should be okay.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, if I'm not sending pictures of my junk,
but right you're now. Old. Let's just
in
be
this
real.
Era.
You said right now
in this right. era, in this current era. Right.
But for the record, young people are out here sending junk. It's all over.
Yes.
The place. Everyone. Yes. Every. I don't know if anyone under the age of 30 has not sent a nude.
Now, my lady accused me of texting the wrong person.
What do you mean?
Because I text her and I say, yo, what you wearing? Trying to be cute and sexy. And she didn't get the cue to like play along. And she was like, yo, you saw what I was wearing. And I was like, nah, but you supposed to like play along and tell me about like, she like, who was you trying to text though? I was like, no.
You saw what I was wearing.
You saw what I was wearing. I was like, come on, man. Come on.
Well, how recently had you seen what she was wearing?
It was earlier that morning. It was in towards the afternoon later on. And I was like, yo, what you wearing?
Oh, okay.
Like,
That's fair. That's fair. At first was I was like, saying she might be right. But now that I hear what you're saying.
But I do that all the time with her. Like sometimes I'll see her and she'll be looking hot and I'll be like, yo, Ma, what's your name? And she'll be like, what? And I'll be like, yo, play along. Make up a name or something. She'll be like, yo, I suck at that game. I can't make up names like that on the spot. So I always do little things like that anyway, just to be funny. But that did definitely happen. Yo, there's nobody on this show other than me that has a story about some text?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely sent a girl pictures of herself by accident.
That's trash.
Like, I met the girl. She says she knows a friend of mine. So I was telling my friend, like, yo, you know this girl? I met her. She says she knows you. Boo, boo, boo. He's like, yo, you got a picture? I didn't have her social media. I said, well, let me find it because, you know what I'm saying, she got a hashtag business or whatever. Found it. Screenshotted a couple of pictures. Sent it. Thought I sent it to him.
but sent it to her.
So she knew you was checking.
And he's like, yo, I didn't get the pictures yet. Like, where they at? I'm like, wait, let me check. And I'm like, oh, no.
It's even on the surface, it's even worse than she knew you were checking. It's like, wait, you're checking and you're sending pictures of me to someone else.
Right.
I know.
Some high pictures, too.
Yeah,
so
like,
you were
what kind
digging
of pervert
for
are
photos.
You?
You were like, this
yeah, because I knew she had a business. So I'm like, let me look up the business real quick. And I found her social media. I was like, bang, quick screenshots. Boom, this is what she looked like. You know her? And he's like, yo, I never seen, like, I don't have the pictures yet.
Wow, you was checking, Shawnee. You was
playing
checking.
Myself. I got the button on that one, bro.
No, it's good, though. Right. Now she know you checking. Did you follow up, though, huh?
I did. We good.
That's my dog.
But for the record, that's just because she's cool. It she's definitely cool. Says more than you're just checking.
Yeah, it I was could on say some like, Snoop Doggy Dog.
Well, and sharing it with others is some could be some weird creep like, yo, check this out, dog. That could go bad.
Nah, but you could own it, Shawnee. If it ever comes up, just own it and be like, yo, I was bragging about you. I thought you were amazing, and I was sharing it with a friend.
It did. That's not even true. That you just made it worse than it actually was. Nope. He could just say what actually happened. He said he knew you. I said, oh, this person, and sent the picture.
I sent it to
you. Yeah, but she going to be like, oh, you was trying to see if he knew me, like in the biblical sense, or you just
wow.
Well, yeah, I can't claim what I was just like, yo, man, I'm embarrassed. You know, it is what it is. Like, so
let's go to Flo.
It is what it is.
Flo got herself caught up. Flo.
Yeah. Hello.
What'd you do? Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for checking on the program.
I listen to you guys every morning, so I'm so happy I got through. Thank you guys every morning for getting me to work as I'm late all the time.
We love you for it.
Thanks, Flo.
So, listen, you know how, like, you always have, like, your work group chat? So I had texted the work group chat that I wasn't feeling well, and I was going to call out, and I confirmed my back month. Well, let me tell you, I was right in Puerto Rico living my best life, and I was sending the pictures to the girls group chat, letting them know that it was active outside, baby. And guess who got it? All my employers.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Wow. Yeah, girl. I played myself.
Congratulations.
Oh.
Flo, now do you still work at that same job, or you had to get another job?
No, this is years ago, but... Now I know that, like, you got to be better with these group chats.
Absolutely.
Paying attention to sending it. Now all the vacation things go on WhatsApp. In the WhatsApp group chat.
Yo, Flo sounds like she has a good time, too. She was like, yo, it was active outside. It was
bro,
active.
She was with her little pina colada bikini.
Listen, I was living my best life. I was like, shot a clock. And they was like, oh, that's fancy because you were supposed to be on the clock. I was like, oh.
Well, Flo, we
wow,
can
you said shot a clock.
Congratulations. Yeah. You played yourself.
Let's go to Vanessa. Vanessa, good morning. Thank you for joining the program. How are you?
Hey, y'all. Good morning. I listen to you every day.
Yay. Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, Vanessa, who'd you text inadvertently and get screwed up out here?
So, my boss, I'm a nurse. I had just come off of a 60-hour work week. One day off before another 48 hours and asked me to come in to do a 12-hour shift. So I put the phone down and I was like, you know what? Let me tell my mom because I tell her everything. I went to go text my mom and I was like, can you believe this hoe just asked me to come in?
Oh, no.
Wow.
And then I put the phone down. Next thing I hear, bloop, bloop, I look at the phone. Excuse me. I was like,
whoa.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Exactly.
Wow.
You know, I actually was trying to say that I'm definitely going to come to work.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yeah. She was like, actually. Translation for it's how. How fast do you need me there?
Oh. Yo, Ebro, you see John?
Oh my God.
Yo, John. Let's go to John. Good. We got to go to John. We got to go to John. One last call. John,
yo.
Stop the music for John.
All right.
What happened, John?
Yo, what's good, family?
Yo.
I mean, everything's good over here. What's good with you? You all right out there?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Things got better. Things got better since then.
What happened?
But look, so My shorty was away for the weekend. I went to some party. My ex was there. They had like a little photo booth things or whatever. Took a couple pictures. She's all on me. So I'm sending it to my man. He's like, yo, look who I was with. Because I was having a simultaneous conversation with him through the text. Sent it to my girl.
Oh, my
So I get
goodness.
A reply back to her like, what? And I'm like,
congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Woo! You could have flipped it. You could have flipped it and been like, see, I was sending it to you intentionally to see how she's wiling out all over me. Look, it's crazy.
Right. Exactly. Wow. That's exactly
that's how you did it?
That's exactly
all dirtbags think alike.
She's like, wow, damn. This is why I trust you so much.
Well, it's guru talk. Well, that was guru talk right there. You got to save the situation.
Yeah.
Yo, you guys are some pieces of trash.
Well, but listen, he didn't. The truth is, he didn't do anything bad, really. He was just showing his boy, look, she's here. I mean, at least that's what he said. He said he didn't do anything.
Yeah, he finessed it.
Listen, the number one way to live a life in which this can never happen is to never be doing anything foul. Then you don't have to worry about your phone ever. That is the that's the theme in life. You'll come to it at some point. You might not get it when you're 25. You might not get it when you're 35. But at some point, you're going to learn the real joy in life is never having to worry about anything.
Yo, it's a great place to be. So I'm broadcasting from there right
now.
Yo,
Ebro, so. I'm live and direct. It's the best life you could ever live.
Yo, Cash One, 97 minutes commercial free.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru Slander. Laura at gmail.com.
Slander.
The squad gets together to heal, to help, to uplift those in need. Shani burned the sage. Rosenberg, he did some breathing exercises. Rosenberg.
My lord.
Rosenberg. What? Need our help. Get a tissue.
Who's blowing snot in the breathing
that
exercise?
That was Rosenberg.
No, I didn't blow snot. I just blew breath. That wasn't me.
Who's that?
Who snotted?
Who did that?
That was me right now. But before it wasn't me. Before it was Rosenberg.
Y'all disgusting, man. Yo, read the email, bro.
We got to use those microphones, man.
Hey.
Laura's got a snot box. Her snort box, remember? See?
Yo.
All right. Read the email.
You sure you don't want to do a snort box freestyle?
No. Read the email.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com.
Cleansing the energy.
Another day, another day, another dude who seems to be a little confused, guys.
Uh-oh.
Hello, gurus. Love the show. Tell Shawnee to get vaccinated.
I don't like him.
Anyway, he said, anyway, I am my wife's third partner in life. Mm-hmm. Meaning, she's only had a relationship with two other guys. Mm-hmm. One died and the other cheated. Mm. I have been with her for 5 years. Never cheated, never died.
He wrote that?
I like this guy, man.
Yes.
He's funny.
Never cheated, never died. And I've even given her a child.
Mm.
Even though we both weren't mentally ready. I'm realizing that now.
You're never ready.
But even before the baby, she constantly questioned our relationship. Always assumed I was cheating. Mm-hmm. Not providing this unreal level of communication. And just all around bad energy she gives off when it comes to the focus of our relationship. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's been rocky like all relationships. For example, I took her to Rolling Loud in Miami. We live in Reno, Nevada, so it wasn't cheap. A week later, she's complaining that we don't go anywhere or do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Help.
Help.
Wait, that's the end of the email?
That's it.
He just needs help.
He started out great. Now I'm annoyed.
Okay, you know what? You said that she's complaining because you don't have a, quote, unreal level of communication. You barely have any communication at all.
We're confused.
Right.
Yeah, like, even in this case, you couldn't even make it to the end of an email.
He just gave up.
I know.
He gave up.
He didn't even have a question. He was just like, you know what? Help.
Yo, bro. Yo, I'm not a guru, but I feel you. I feel you.
On what part?
I feel you. I mean, you and Rosenberg, Shani, when it comes to relationships, which is why you guys are the gurus, you love to talk. You will talk about zodiacs, quasars, stars.
What about me? I love zodiacs and quasars.
Right. I didn't say your name, Laura.
Let's have a conversation about it.
Because you don't like to talk either.
But you're saying because this is
No. Male. You like to get to the point.
Well, that too.
You like to get to the point.
You're saying as a male in a relationship,
I'm that's saying, what he's really
communication
saying.
Levels.
Yeah, I'm saying that you and Shani and Rosenberg are willing to be like, yo, let's talk it out. You know what I mean? Let's vibe. Let's figure it
problem,
out. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah, let's, you know what
if
I'm
you got a problem, yo, let's solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
You know what I'm saying? All of that. And so I feel the dude in the email being like her communication level is unreal. It's not unreal. It's just not you. And I think the quicker you accept the fact that she needs a little bit more, maybe the more you'll embrace it, lean into it, and try to meet her halfway at least.
I think Ebro's right, actually. I think he is right. I think that this is often the case with dudes. They don't like to communicate that much. They don't like to talk through. They just want people to understand. But, I mean, y'all got a kid together. You've been together for a long time. She needs communication. She doesn't fully trust you. Right. And one of the reasons she doesn't fully trust you is because you don't fully express yourself, so she doesn't know what you're thinking.
Right.
Well, and so also her past. Don't forget her past.
And she has her past. One guy cheated, one guy died. Jesus, we know you haven't died. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's fantastic.
That's literally the best news possible. Congratulations.
Facts.
And she has to trust that you haven't cheated because you haven't died, so she got to trust on the other part.
She's insecure. That's something she got
to
deal with.
But it's also like he said that we don't do anything. Okay, you took that trip to Rolling Loud, but how about real easy things, like just like maybe try to, if you can, because I know when you have a child it's hard, if you have someone to help you with the baby, sometimes go out for a quick dinner.
Yeah, Laura,
just date you night. Two, you know, a little date night every now, something
Laura,
simple.
I have a question.
No, Laura always goes to date night, we'll solve the problem.
That's not true.
It's a good idea. Now, but, Laura, I have
but,
a question.
But it's important for you and your partner to have your own time.
Laura, I have a question.
What?
Did he want to go to Rolling Loud or did she want to go to Rolling Loud?
I don't know. I tuned out.
He didn't say, but I'm assuming that he wanted to.
Right, because she's saying, if a week later she's saying, we don't do nothing.
And he's like, what are you talking about? I took you to the concert I wanted to go to.
You saw me having fun
saying.
Out there.
Wait, what do you mean? We saw Ski Master Slump God.
You saw me marching out there? Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like she needs some quality time with him, too. Like, take her
But deeper than that, he needs to do with some things that she wants to do.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
Yeah.
See, Ebro doesn't communicate well, Laura. He doesn't listen. He's talking right over you. That's the problem.
I've told you the same thing three times.
I couldn't actually hear you right now. Rosenberg asked me to turn my headphones down.
I cannot deal with you.
Yo, set up a spa day or something, man.
And start to listen, man, and communicate with her. Talk to her a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and understand that that's not your strongest point. So try to work on it, right? Just try to work on it and try to communicate a little better, okay?
If you go really hard with it and you really over-communicate and make her feel comfortable, eventually she won't feel the need to ask you so much.
Yeah.
You just got to give it to her.
Yep.
Communicate before they're looking for communication. It's called managing up.
Just give
try it
to
in
her.
Your workplace and try it in your relationship.
Wow.
Just give it to her. So say the gurus.
Just give it to her.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Yo, man.
Go listen to Honesty by Billy Joel. It'll help. Trust me.
What?
Yo, for the people out there that are exhausted by
that's for tomorrow, man.
Lengthy communication with people, I feel you, bro. It's hard for me. I struggle. I have to really work
both in my personal life and at work, when people get to talking and so many details, and then it's like, yo, get to what you trying to say.
Wait, explain that one
get
more time.
Get to the point.
Get to the point.
I think yo, Ebra and even I are at the work, same when yo, it comes at to work,
that. Yo, Laura will tell you, I'll tell people straight up, what are the headlines, man? Give me the headlines. I don't have time for your color commentary.
Okay, and guess what? I've also watched you. You also can be a terrible communicator.
Fact. Absolutely. That's what
they
I'm
come
saying.
In. They nice. Give you instructions. They're like, yo, we got to do blank. The person walks out. He goes, what are we doing today?
Right.
What? Right. Yo, man, y'all always telling me what to do is too much, man. I don't have to do this.
Or you like, didn't tell me what to do. What am I
you
supposed
no one even
do?
Told me. I'm like, oh, God.
Poor yeah, fact.
Your poor
all
lady.
All of it. All
he does
of
it every
it.
Day in the guru. He's like, yo, get to the point.
And, we're and
like,
then he goes, wait. The point. What and then he goes, want? Wait. What did they say?
What do you want, man? What do you want? Just tell me what you want so I can ignore you.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That is it.
There you
go.
Wow.
Coming up, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Virgil Abloh was laid to rest in a very special way. So I'll give you some details on what looked like a very beautiful ceremony. We'll discuss coming up, flashing lights.
Seven Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, people can't control their parents, huh?
Yeah, it is the season where a lot of parents are visiting. And, you know, some parents feel like they can cross certain lines.
Listen, there's a way to be stern with your parents. I know it takes time to get there, but at a certain point in your life, you gotta hit everybody with the... I know, this is how I did it. Everybody got the, yo, check this out. This is how we run things in this house. If you don't like it, you ain't got to stay or you ain't even got to come over.
Yeah, but that's how you handle everything. Ebro always handles everything with a, yo,
check
this
out.
How it is. Check this out.
This is what it is. This is what it is. Because it's clean and then people could, Ebro, you know, feel how you want to feel.
I don't believe you. When your mom was here, did you hit her with a check
yes.
this out, fam? Stay in your room?
Absolutely.
He did it nicer
mom,
than he said.
Yo, my mom, no. Yep. In front of people one year. My mom, so there was, you know, it was Thanksgiving, it had to be Thanksgiving, it was mad people over. And my mom is a troll, so y'all know where I get it from. My mom laid down on the couch when everyone was in the front room trying to get plates and eat, and there was limited seating. My mom decides to lay on the couch and take up like four seats.
Like feet up and everything?
Feet up.
Enjoy yourself.
Laid out on the couch. And so I'm looking, I'm like, yo, mom, what are you doing? But I said it quiet at first, like, yo, what are you doing? You know, people, oh, I'm tired. Well, go in another room and lay down. Now I want to be out here.
Oh, okay.
Mom, get up off the couch. Oh, that's how you're going to talk to your mother in front of people?
I cannot. Why are they like this?
Yo, mom. You tripping. People are trying to sit down and eat. In this house, when we have company, I had to talk to her like a child. In this house,
you did,
when
you
we
did
have
not hit
company,
her with it in this house.
Yes, I did. Absolutely.
In front of people?
Well, because she had already made it in front of people. I was trying to keep it low. She raised her voice like, that's how you going to talk to your mother?
And you hit her with a check like, this out? This what we doing? This what
we yo, Shawty, yo, you see that face you had? That smile that like, oh, this is where we going? All right, so this is where we going. In this house, we make room for company to sit down, Mom. So yes, get up. Or go in the other room and lay down, please.
You didn't say that.
Absolutely.
With that
bass in your voice?
Absolutely. Yeah,
no one's believing the bass in your voice.
Right. Yo, in this house, mom, you know what I'm saying? So get up or go lay down.
Yeah. Listen.
Wait. Now, I believe you said it, but that tone was crazy.
Listen, we'll discuss. We'll probably have to cover this tomorrow.
Listen,
tomorrow,
y'all met my mom before.
It's happening.
You got to talk to my mom very direct.
Oh, yeah.
Or else she going to walk all over you.
Your mom definitely pulled me to the side and told me what I need to be doing with my life.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
You got to go at. If you're going to get into it, mix it up with my mom, you better mix it up.
Don't play.
Don't go in soft because you're not going to win. You're not going to win. You got to go in.
You got to go in.
You got to go in.
No, I believe it. I believe it. That's why you're so aggressive. That's why you're so aggressive.
Yo, and my dad, you think I'm aggressive? Oh, God. Y'all ain't seen nothing. My dad is insane, old man. It's crazy. But anyway, I'm just saying, get control. Yo, at a certain point, it's the holiday season. Your parents is coming over. They're going to try to run things.
Control them.
You gotta get out in front of it and say, hey, listen, I know you have a problem with X, Y, and Z. I used to do that too. I used to sit down with my mom and be like, hey, so when people come over, this is how we're going to run. Like, I would try to bring her in on the whole organization.
Hey.
And she would still try to troll and turn it into a whole thing. And I know she laughs. I know she was laughing. I know my mom. My mom would troll you and then start laughing under her breath just to see you get emotional. It's crazy. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Style. Crazy people, man. Now I know what's wrong with me. On the flashing lights, lights. Now you're ready for the flashing lights.
Virgil Abloh was honored in a big way in his hometown. The service went down on Monday at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago. Tons of people, their friends, family. Tyler, the Creator, delivered an emotional eulogy. Drake, Kid Cudi, Frank Ocean, Kim and Kanye, A$AP Rocky. There's a clip of Lauryn Hill attempting to perform, but she just kept, you know, stopping to wipe her tears. It just looked like a very beautiful, just very emotional time. You know, to say goodbye to a loved one.
Yo, man, that Virgil story is sad, but, you know, he played the cards he was dealt, and he left a mark on the world.
Really did. Really, really did.
And, you know, we're all, our time, all of our time is going to come at some point. And, you know, he made the most with the time that he had, which I think is beautiful. And I think, and I hope he's remembered in that light, and I hope he's celebrated. Because I've spent a lot of time thinking about the amount of impact that, you know, we as hip-hop has had on fashion. Going all the way back, and individuals that were able to start their own lines and turn their own clothing lines into multi-million dollar businesses, and, you know, et cetera, work for companies, collaborate with companies, et cetera. Like, so much has happened. And Virgil definitely set a bar. He set a standard. And I think that that's amazing. Matter of fact, coming up on the show today, someone else who has set a standard too, June Ambrose, is joining us for a conversation about some stuff she's working on just in the fashion space. And she's done, you know, so much great work in helping artists get their vision across. But I, you know, when you think about all these individuals that have contributed to the culture and the art of fashion, you know, Virgil, you know, definitely left a mark and set a bar that's very high. And it's dope that he's being celebrated.
Yeah, man. And just a reminder, guys, I know too many people around our age brackets that are suffering from cancer. Like, go get checked out. Ladies, go get your mammogram. Speak to your doctor. Fellas, go get checked out. It's so important. I know so many people who have good insurance and don't even take advantage of getting just a physical. Yeah, just to make sure. Yeah, get checked out, guys. Take care of yourselves because early detection is key to saving people's lives. Yep. It's your flashing light. Your boy, the time is 8:58. High of 42 degrees. Alternate site parking rules are in effect.
Yo, I got friends that listen that knew my mom very well that's texting me right now like, Miss Fine. Bruh, listen, man.
It's real.
What? I would never yell at my mom, but you have to put bass in your voice. You have to.
You can't come light.
And you can't sound like, for your parents, you can't sound like the little kid that they know.
Right.
You got to sound like the grown up that they're just now getting comfortable with so that you could, you know, bass in your voice.
Right. But you told her go lay down.
Well, because she was already laying down on the couch, Shawnee.
You didn't take a nap, Ma.
No, I didn't say that. I just said, if you're going to, like, yeah, you can't lay in the middle of the room.
You're laying in the middle of the room. People are looking for a place to sit. I'm like, come on, man. This is what we're doing.
Shout out to everyone. Shout out to everyone, too, that when you tell your parents they're acting crazy or you're disagreeing with them and they're not making sense, they, as they get older, start throwing the pity party, too. Oh, I guess you just always want to come after me.
Oh,
I guess I'm never right.
Don't make me feel
bad. Okay, all right, Mom. You're, Dad, you're right, you're right. I shouldn't say Mom, because in my case, it's only my dad. Yeah, Dad, yeah, I know. So sorry.
April in the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Let's go!
Hot 97. Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.